Chapter 5 Are We Perceiving the Real World? We experience a representation of the real world. This includes what we see, hear, feel, smell, etc. The representation we experience is not the real world. The representation does not incorporate all of the information of the world around us. We can see visible light reflected off objects, but we have no direct sensation of other wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation, such as infrared and ultraviolet. The representation that is projected onto the retina of the eye is called the proximal stimulus. The real object, which we have no way of experiencing directly, is called the distal stimulus. These terms also apply to the other senses, such as smell, touch and hearing. What we experience is also determined by the surroundings of the distal stimulus, the real object. A simple example is an object placed on different color backgrounds will be perceived at different levels of brightness. It will stand out more in some backgrounds than in others. If it is the same color as the background, it might barely be visible. If there is a great difference in the background and the object, such as a red object on a green background, visibility will be essentially maximized. What we see is influenced by our culture and what we learned and experienced throughout life. That is, the representation that we perceive is influenced by prior learning. Our perception of an object can actually change as a result of learning. If we look inside an electronic device, we may see a mass of meaningless components and a series of random connections. However, if we study electronics, the components become individual objects that serve specific functions. And it becomes apparent that the components have precise connections to each other. Another example is the experience of an unfamiliar wilderness area. At first, it might look like a randomly arranged mass of trees, soil, and rock. However, when the area becomes familiar, the random arrangement of naturally occurring objects starts to have meaning. We can tell one tree from another and the big boulder from the smaller one. This happens in relation to finding direction. We become aware of marked trails, and we also create our own trails in our minds. Still another example is the experience of listening to a foreign language, which we do not understand. The individual words and phrases sound essentially like a series of repetitive meaningless sounds. Of course, if we study the language, the sounds will eventually be perceived as words and phrases. Perhaps the most important component to consider is how we interpret the proximal stimulus, which is only a representation of the real object. As implied above, knowledge can influence our interpretation. Even our state of mind can influence both our perception and interpretation. If we are hungry, we might be more aware of the aroma of food. On the highway, we might notice road signs indicating food with little effort. If we are in a bad mood, we might interpret the actions of others more negatively. How can we circumvent the limitations of our brain, sense organs, and state of mind? That is, how can we increase the accuracy of the overall mental representation we have of an entity? The answers are in the following 6 paragraphs. 1. Keep in mind that we can only experience representations, and not actual objects. The more representations that we have of an object, the greater the accuracy of our overall perception of that object will be. For example, if we look at a tree from one angle and at a fixed distance, we will have a very inaccurate representation of that tree. However, if we examine the tree from different angles and distances, we will have a more accurate picture of the tree. 2. Another method of increasing the accuracy of the overall representation of an object is to evaluate it by using a number of senses. If we also touch and smell the tree, we will have a still more accurate representation of that tree in our mind. The more senses we use to evaluate an object, the more accurate our overall mental picture will be. 3. Another method that we can add to this list is to use equipment, such as a magnifying glass, microscope, tape measures, etc. to evaluate an object. If we examine the leaves of our tree with a magnifying glass and a microscope, we will have a still better picture of our tree. If we measure its circumference and height, we will have an even better overall representation of that tree in our mind. 4. Still another method is to obtain the point of view of other people, especially experts. If we ask one or more experts to give us an opinion about the tree, we would have even a better picture of our tree. If the expert's opinion agrees with ours, we probably have a very accurate overall representation of the tree. If there is disagreement about the nature of the tree or object in general, we would know that this object can be experienced and evaluated in different ways by others. 5. Another method of increasing the accuracy of the overall picture we have of an object is to gather information, which relates to that object. If we look up information on trees and find out the type of tree, and also gather other data, we will have a still better picture of the tree. 6. Still another method is to examine an object over time, such as hours, days, weeks, or years. When we first see an object, our state of mind can interfere with an accurate evaluation. By examining the object over a period of time, we eliminate this problem. In addition, over time the object may change. Time allows us to examine the behavior of an entity. All of this would certainly give us a more accurate picture of the object. If we examine the tree throughout the year, we will see how it changes with the four seasons. Even with all of the above, we cannot be absolutely certain that we have a totally accurate mental picture of an entity. However, there are ways of testing the accuracy from a practical and even scientific point of view. If we can make accurate predictions about the entity, then we have at least a reasonably accurate representation of the entity. If we can predict the way the entity will react in certain relevant situations, we certainly have a good mental picture of the entity. For example, if our image of an employee is that of a reliable man, we can test the accuracy of the picture simply by giving him a number of tasks and see if he carries it out in a reliable way.